Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. Hope you're all having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. But I can tell you who most certainly is not, and that's the ultra-woke, radical Marxist mayor, Brandon Johnson, who's been making the hysterically ridiculous argument that he has the epidemic of violent crime under control in Chicago. And he doesn't need Trump sending in the National Guard troops to restore law and order. And if you can believe it, this weekend, this Labor Day weekend, over 50 people were shot in Chicago, 7 of them killed. And the mayor's response was to ban police from working with federal agents trying to help. While bodies are literally piling up in the streets, Brandon Johnson just slashed 744 police positions to fund a $1 billion budget deficit caused by decades of progressive policies and mismanagement. I mean, this isn't just urban decay. This is the blueprint for how Democrats systematically destroy American cities while blaming everyone else except themselves. Now, the numbers from Chicago's Labor Day weekend bloodbath read like a war zone casualty report. 7 dead, 37 wounded, multiple mass shootings across the city. In the Bronzeville neighborhood alone, 7 people were shot in a single incident when suspects in an unknown vehicle opened fire on a crowd. Then just literally hours later, 4 more people were shot in a drive-by shooting in Humboldt Park. The most tragic case involved a 17-year-old boy shot multiple times and left in critical condition during a large gathering where police recovered 4 firearms. You know, this isn't gang warfare. This is terrorism. This is terrorism against ordinary citizens just trying to enjoy a holiday weekend in their own neighborhoods. But here's the most shocking detail in all of this. Despite over 20 separate shooting incidents within a particular period, police made 0 arrests. 0. I mean, when your clearance rate for mass shootings is literally 0%, you don't have a police department anymore. There is no actual policing happening. There are no consequences for crime. I mean, it's insane. But again, if you could believe it, it gets even worse. While Chicago burned, Mayor Brandon Johnson's priority wasn't protecting his citizens. It was protecting illegal migrants from federal enforcement. So on Saturday, again, as these bodies were still being counted, Johnson signed an executive order prohibiting Chicago police from cooperating with National Guard troops or federal agents. Johnson's executive order explicitly states that Chicago police will not work with the National Guard or federal agents on patrols or arrests, immigration enforcement, or other law enforcement actions. In other words, and you've got to get this, Brandon Johnson is preventing Chicago law enforcement from enforcing the law. You have to let that hit you. I mean, it is now illegal in certain circumstances. In Chicago, it is now illegal to enforce the law. Is it any wonder that Chicago police can't handle 50 people getting shot over the weekend? Why should they be able to if your own mayor is making it illegal to enforce the law? Now, Johnson was responding to what he called credible reports that federal forces could arrive in Chicago in days. And his response was to ensure that they would operate without local support. So in order to make this far left political point, Johnson literally chose to make his city less safe. But again, it gets even worse because Chicago's financial crisis makes their crime crisis look manageable. The city faces a $1 billion budget deficit in 2025, which grows to $1.2 billion in 2026 and $1.3 billion in 2027. $1 billion shortfall. This is the epitome of incompetent and corrupt mismanagement. And what did Johnson do to make up for that shortfall? He cut 456 positions from the Chicago Police Department. You can't make this stuff up. Is it a coincidence that your city has a 0% arrest rate for mass shootings? The most outrageous detail is that while cutting police positions, Chicago added 184 new administrative jobs. So they shrank the police force, but they grew the bureaucracy. They're defunding cops while hiring more bureaucrats. This isn't budget balancing. This is ideological warfare against public safety funded by taxpayers who are literally paying for their own destruction. Johnson's budget includes a $300 million property tax increase, which in effect breaks his explicit campaign promise not to raise property taxes. But the property tax increase, it's just the beginning. Chicago is using a record $570 million TIF surplus. That's money meant for economic development to plug up all their operating budget holes. So they are literally stealing from future growth to fund current dysfunction, ensuring that the crisis is only going to get worse. The city's personnel costs alone consume $4.2 billion annually, eating $170 million more from the corporate fund of 2025. And when two-thirds of your budget goes to personnel costs and you still can't provide basic public safety, you don't have a government. That's a money laundering system at taxpayer expense. And now in the face of the Trump White House offering to help Chicagoans to get their city back, how does this mayor respond? He calls Trump the single greatest threat to our democracy that we've ever encountered in our nation's history. Again, a president offering to help stop mass shootings is the greatest threat to democracy. This is ideological delusion divorced from reality. Now, Johnson is claiming, if you can believe it, that violent crime is actually down. He's citing a 21% drop in overall violent crime. But these statistics are meaningless when your arrest rate is 0% and residents are afraid to report the crimes. You see, official crime statistics only measure reported crimes, not actual criminal activity. The very real numbers tell a very different story. Chicago has recorded 272 homicides this year, including 225 fatal shootings, with zero arrests for Labor Day weekend's mass shootings. Criminals operate with complete impunity. When lawlessness has no consequences, official stats become propaganda rather than data. And Chicago is just collapsing literally in every way. Imagine the city owes approximately $300 million in unpaid firefighter wages from 3 years of contract negotiations. Chicago public schools face their own $734 million deficit, growing to $1.3 billion by 2030. The synchronized collapse of city services, public safety, and education represents the complete failure of progressive governance. When your schools can't teach, when your police can't arrest criminals, and your mayor won't accept federal help, you don't have a city. You have an expensive disaster zone. It is literally the definition of a failed state. And again, to add insult to injury, Johnson's executive order prioritizing illegal migrant protection over citizen safety represents the complete moral bankruptcy of progressive governance. While Chicago residents face mass shootings with zero police response, the mayor's priority is ensuring federal immigration enforcement faces maximum obstruction. The city spends tens of millions of dollars on migrants while cutting police academy classes and teacher salaries. Chicago's crisis isn't temporary or fixable through normal political processes. With billion-dollar deficits, zero crime clearance rates, and leadership that prioritizes ideology over citizen welfare, the city has entered terminal decline. Trump is poised to change that. He's poised to send in the National Guard and bring Chicagoans the kind of law and order that every American citizen deserves. If he does, Trump may end up with the kind of popularity experienced by El Salvador's Nayib Bukele, who after destroying the gangs and the cartels, he was reelected with 85% of the vote. Trump has the opportunity to do something extraordinary, something no Republican has ever done, restore law and order to our nation's declining blue cities. And if he does that, then I don't expect those cities to be blue much longer. God bless.